Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another hour of the Jackie Christie Experience here on Infinite Love Talk Radio. And guess what? I'll be bringing you all things fashion, beauty, music, and entertainment. One-on-one interviews, hot topics, and of course, unedited, exclusive, revealing tips and answers on keeping your relationship and intimacy on point. With no further ado, let's jump right into our entertainment update in less than 60 seconds. Nick Cannon's album pictures are fire. He incorporated Cynthia Bailey, and they are killing it. We are nearing one of the biggest royal weddings of all time, with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's going to be watched by millions all over the world. Barbara Bush passed away, and Obama and Michelle Obama paid their respects. Vern Troyer, who is of the miniseries in Austin Powers, he passed away at 49. Keisha Cole and her boo, Nico Kale, are going strong. And that was your update in under 60 seconds. I know you guys are enjoying this amazing Sunday, and I'll be right back. If you guys know me, you know I absolutely love music. I feel like music is food for the soul. I've been into it since I was a little girl. Anything new that comes out, I will spend my last dollar on it, okay? I will download it. I'll do whatever I have to do to get that music because I just feel like it can uplift your spirit. It can uplift your mood at any time. And, you know, week after week, I love sharing with you guys my musical inspirations for the week. So this is no different. I will tell you, right now, I'm really feeling Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. That has been one of my go-to songs since I was a little girl, like in elementary school. I really thought I understood what love was all about, and I'm, ooh, let's get it on, okay? Teddy Pendergrass, Turning Off the Lights. That's always been a favorite. I love me some John B., Are You Still Down For Me? That one right there gets me every time. And y'all know, Lettucey is my girl. Oh, my God, Pieces of Me. That song, Pieces of Me, I listened to it the first time about a month ago. I was taking a bath, and I just downloaded her album and stuff, probably a little longer than a month. But anyway, I put that song, and it just really, really explains me and how I look at my life being on reality TV and, you know, being a celebrity, and I like to share with my fans, you know, pieces of myself. So that song really touches me, and definitely, I'm going to round it out with Kelly Rowland, Motivation. Oh, my God. If you have not heard that song, go and pull up, you can Google it, I'm sure it's on there, and just pull up Motivation by Kelly Rowland. Now, I love the explicit one, of course, with Lil Wayne. She features Lil Wayne in it. Oh, my God. But even the other one without it is great. She's an awesome singer, but that song is everything. It encompasses sensuality, sexuality, fire. The beat is off the chain. Everything about it is like it makes you move. Motivation is killing. Okay, so that one, that definitely rounds out this week of musical inspirations for me. And let's jump right into entertainment, you guys. And I do want to tell you, I want to give you a heads up, I have an amazing guest coming on. I won't give away his name yet, but stay tuned and you will get to hear from him. And if you call in, the number is 914-803-4186. Again, call in to 914-803-4186 and you can join in the conversation when I bring him on a little bit later in the show. In entertainment, oftentimes, you know, I, along with other celebrities, get asked the question of, how do I get into entertainment? How do I break into the industry? And I often answer people, I let them know, first, you need to be prepared to work very, very hard, harder than you probably ever worked in your life. And it's not a physical type of work. It kind of is, but not really. It's more emotional and mental, and that can be draining. And I let people know all the time, you got to be prepared to accept rejection on a mega scale than not, because you're going to get some yeses, but you're going to get a whole lot of no's too. So I tell them that, and, you know, the entertainment world is a double-edged sword sometimes, you know, because although it has amazing advantages, it also has some very harsh realities and some cons too. So for the pros, there's some cons. It's not for the faint at heart by any means, and I just tell everybody you have to be steadfast. You got to be committed to the commitment of getting into the industry. And if you want it, you're willing to work for it, you know, you got to hone your craft, definitely. And, you know, you got to understand there's a lot of people going after one little job. And that one little job is only going to go to that one person usually. So if you get some no's, don't get discouraged by it. Figure out a way to, you know, get the advantage. And next time you go in for the kill, and you will book some jobs, definitely. And I always tell people, too, one thing about me is the little ones are big to me because it's a building block. It's steps to everything. And I feel like if you make it up that one step, it's, you know, you go up the next one, baby steps in everything you do. Be prepared. And these, you know, it's really important that you take these five tips. I'm going to give them to you real quick, and then I'm not going to harp because y'all know when I get to giving advice, I can talk, okay? So here we go. Number one is be prepared for your opportunity. They're going to come and when you least expect it, and you got to be ready. My husband always says one thing in sports because, you know, being a professional athlete, he always say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Number two, take every audition and chance to perform your very best, no matter if it's a little thing or a big thing. I take that to heart in everything I do, whether it's a big play or a little play. I go out there and I perform the best that I can in that play so that I can stand out, I can be really good, I can get the crowd involved, and at the end I can get that feedback that lets me know I'm doing something right and they enjoy watching my performance. Number three, believe in yourself and know your time will come with perseverance and, again, with commitment. That's just like when you commit yourself to a relationship, you commit yourself to working out, you commit yourself to not eating bad, all of those things you have to commit yourself to chasing your dream in entertainment. Number four, never compare your place in your career to anyone else's. Just allow your own process to happen. If you do that, you will win. And you'll sound like you're harping sometime when you tell people, you know, just let's keep going, let's, you know, just believe in yourself. But if you really, really, really look at it and you look at the long haul of your life, whatever you really, you know, waited for and you let allow to happen and you, you know, did your part in it and let the universe take over, it ended up working out for you, okay? The fifth one and the final one I'll give you today is be respectful, professional, and on time to any and all auditions and bookings at all times. Do not take for granted that, oh, they want me because they called me in. I can be 5 minutes late. That is a pet peeve of a lot of casting directors and a lot of people that's making decisions in higher-up areas. My daughter wanted to model. I'll tell you a real quick thing. When she was 3 years old, she said, I want to be a model like you, Mommy. I want to go and do it. I said, okay. So me and Doug took her down to an agency, and we took her to her first audition in Washington. She had never auditioned before. They were doing a Fruit Loops commercial audition, and they were also picking kids to be in the agency. She said, okay, stay in the car, Dad. I don't want you to come because I want to get this on my own, and if they see you, they'll know that you're a basketball player, and they'll pick me for that. So he said, okay, we laughed. He stayed in the car. I got her a donut. She ate it. We went in there, and she aced it. Like, they told her what to say. She did it exactly, and they were calling her. They nicknamed her, like, the little black Shirley Temple because she was so adorable. Cute puff ponytails, curly, very confident, like she had been doing it all her life. She not only signed to the agency, she also booked the commercial as well. And that was the beginning of at least 150 times that Shani worked until she decided that she wanted to do something different. My point is, you never know when you're going to go in somewhere and you're going to ace something. So just make sure that you're respectful and you're on time. And that was one of the reasons they said they booked her too, because out of the 25 kids that were selected, her and two other kids were the only ones that were on time. In fact, Shani was 10 minutes early. So I just wanted to share that with you. And now, with no further ado, I got to give him a proper introduction. I'm going to be bringing my guest on in one moment as soon as I come back. Hello.
Yes, honey, he's here. What's the tea? He has arrived.
Everybody,
okay.
I want to introduce you. This is my first guest. This is the Godfather. Will
the
you
Godfather's
tell him
in the
all
building.
About yourself?
Yes, honey, he's here.
Definitely.
Dion is in the building.
This is
hi, everybody.
This is Dion, my writer. We do a lot of things together in radio, television, film, reality, everything.
Yeah,
and he comes
yeah.
on quite often, and we just turn up. We talk about sex, relationships,
mm-hmm.
and everything
mm-hmm.
in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely yeah. had to bring him on today. We also have another guest coming on a little later in the show, and he should be joining us shortly as well. And I want to ask you, Dion, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you some questions real quick. What do you feel in fashion, in today's fashion right now, is the hottest for men and the hottest for women?
My God. Okay, so the hottest for women, I feel Gucci has taken the freaking place. You hear me? Gucci is doing such amazing jobs with their pieces. I love the print. I love the colors, as well as I love the all-black classic Gucci as well. But Gucci is the way to go for women right now in this current time. For men.
Okay.
Men, Dolce & Gabbana and Tom Ford is one of my favorites for men. Very slim, you know, slim, cut with European looks and, you know, all those things that men like. Because men, most men in this current day, they like to just be fresh, wake up, put it on easy. And that's what Dolce & Gabbana is, and that's what Tom Ford is. So I'm loving those. Okay?
Okay. I'm loving that. Definitely. And, you know, Gucci's my go-to thing anyway. And I feel like Tom Ford is just, I mean, it's timeless. It never goes out of style. And, you know, it's
priceless.
Funny because
what
do you say, Dion? A lot of fashion now is unisex. Men can wear women's, women can wear men's,
mm-hmm.
and it still looks
mm-hmm.
amazing. You know, it's the way you put it together that really makes it hot, don't you think?
I totally agree. If you look at the rappers that are currently out as far as the Migos, look at their style. Compare their style to a woman's style. It's not really that different. The only thing that's different is maybe
mm-hmm.
the bottoms. If you can switch
uh-huh.
things around and make it work for you, why not? You can put on a woman's Gucci blazer. If it's fitted properly,
mm-hmm.
it will look like a man's jacket. So, yes, everything, you know, fashion is moving into a more open genre. It's not just, oh, this is women, or this is ready to wear, or this is high fashion, or this
mm-hmm.
is, you know, this is a simple look. Fashion has evolved, you know, and now anyone can pick up a designer item and wear it, and it looks amazing on them. So that's what's awesome about the movement.
That's right. I would have to say that as well. And guess what, you guys? Our other caller has joined
what?
In. I can't collect you. Yeah, I can't connect that caller, but I can connect our other guest. And with no further ado, I'd like to introduce him. He's a gentleman that is a singer, actor, and writer. I've worked with him on several plays across the country, and we will be working together again this weekend in Los Angeles on the play called AIM, which is Angry, Insecure Men, and his name is Paul. And I just want to say, hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on. What's going on, everybody?
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you were able to make it. I just want to start off by saying that I've, you know, known you for quite some time. We have worked together
right.
on many plays, and I'm excited about this one we got coming up this weekend. How you feeling?
I am stoked. I can barely sleep, Jackie. Like, it's about to go down.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited
you
about
play,
it. Yeah.
You play the character of Izzy. Tell us about Izzy.
Yes.
What's his character?
So Izzy is a insecure, he's very mm-hmm. insecure. He's ex-football player who took too many tackles.
mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's kind of, so he's dealing with insecurities about himself, and he doesn't really like people to outshine him, even in his relationships. Like, he doesn't like that. And what happens is he also doesn't know how to express himself properly. So a lot of his expressions
okay.
come from, you know, him just getting irritated and things of that nature. And he just
mm-hmm.
he's not a good guy. He's not a good guy at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I can't
yeah.
wait to see you play this role, because I've seen you play all kinds of other ones. This will be the first one where you're actually playing an abusive person, also aggressive
yeah.
in a way that, you know, it's going to really take you out of character. So I, you know, I play Mother Rose, of course, and my daughter's name is Mari, and you happen to be dating her. So it's going to be kind of
yes.
touchy, Paul. We're going to have to, like, be, you know, like enemies on this thing for a minute.
I know, right? I'm
but
not
you
used
know
to that.
I know,
yeah, for
that's
sure.
Crazy. That's crazy. I want to ask you
yeah.
about acting. You've been acting for a very long time. At what age
yes.
did you know that was your calling?
I wouldn't say that it was like my age that was the calling. It was when I was in college. I never really had a passion for acting. My passion was law.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but when I think about it, though, like, even at family functions, I was the one doing impersonations. I was the one making people laugh. But I never thought of it as a career as far as acting. I just thought I was acting. You get what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
acting
mm-hmm.
fool, you know?
Yeah,
so when
just
I was,
showing out.
Just showing out. So when I was in college, I did a play. It was an August Wilson play called Bourbon at the Border. And
mm-hmm.
the reason why I did the play is because a young lady said, hey, I don't, and she was honest. It was a mostly white campus. And she said, listen, I don't have enough black people to do this play. And we've known each other for a long time. Can you do this play? I'm like, look, sweetie, you see these books in my hand? I got studying to do. She said, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
I said, what time does rehearsal start? so, you know, she paid me to do the show. But when I did it, I just heard God say, this is what I want you to do. Like, I finally found my passion. And I've been doing it for
wow.
10 years. Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many plays have you done?
Ooh, I've done over 40 plays.
Oh, my God, Paul, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. 40?
Oh,
what was
man.
Your favorite one?
My favorite play? You know what? I haven't yeah. got my favorite. I haven't got my favorite.
Really?
Because every show that I've done, I've learned something that has helped me grow more.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
So I can't really say that. But I'll say that
wow.
my favorite has not come yet. How about that?
Has not come. Okay, that's a good way to explain it. I want to ask you
yeah.
some other personal questions. It's
sure.
about women, and I always ask my male guests, what do they think is attractive about a woman? Because I know my female listeners want to know.
Okay. Well, I mean, it depends on the person that you ask, because everybody
mm-hmm.
thinks different things are attractive. Now,
yeah.
if you're asking me what I find attractive, I find attractive women that are business-minded, women that can upkeep themselves without a lot of extra. Mm-hmm. They don't need the extra stuff to make themselves feel beautiful. Saying that they can't wear makeup and stuff, but they don't need it. Like, the makeup is not their beauty. It just enhances their beauty. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
I find women attractive that are self-aware. You know, they're mm-hmm. independent, but they understand a role of a real man when they come into their life. Someone that respects themselves, someone that doesn't have to have attention, that they can stand on their own. You know, someone that's intelligent, someone that's smart. Yeah, so, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot. But those are the things that I find attractive. Yeah.
No, I think you answered it very well, Paul. A lot of times people get tongue-tied. There's, you know, a lot of guys are like, if they look good, you know, they want to say more things and they want to touch on the intellectual part of it and all of that. But what comes out is the normal thing. So I really appreciate you taking the time to break it down, you know, with the whole business
for
life, being more simple. A lot of women feel like nowadays with social media and the different things like that, that you almost have to fit in the norm is supposedly lots of makeup, overdone this, overdone that. I don't knock either way. They could do it if they wanted that. You know, it depends on what makes them feel good, but I think simplistic, sometimes less is more, is sexy too, you know. So give it to the simple women too, you know, to us that wear sweatpants and tennis shoes, you know what I mean? But
hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Women, I don't understand why women think that they have to be dressed to the nines to get attention. Have you ever gone to the gym and and had more numbers than you ever did when you had your after five dress on going to a nice fancy restaurant? Because men, we don't always look at that. We really don't.
That's right.
And one last thing before we move on is she has to have a heart. Has to have a heart for people.
That's right. That's
got
right.
But,
so you like
a
compassionate woman. Oh, wow. Yes. That's really, really sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That is. Okay, now let me ask you this. You told me what you find attractive in a woman. Now, what do you think you would want in a woman that would make you want a relationship with her? Is it intelligence? Is it, you know, stability? What?
It's all of that I mentioned. And someone, like I said, someone that adds. And a lot of people say you have to be going the same direction, like, if I'm an actor, I want somebody that's an actress. If I'm a singer, I got to have another singer. No, it's about what's needed. The Bible talks about, you know, the woman being a rib and a helpmate. If she is not helping you, then she's harming you. Because I want a woman that I can go off into Europe and be filming, you know, for 6 months and come back. Mm-hmm. And I want a woman that, you know, the bills are paid still. And I ain't coming home to an eviction notice, but a closet full of Jimmy Choo's. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
I have that's what I find. And a lot of times we men, we want certain things, but we don't actually look for what we need. And what we need is people that help us balance out, someone that'll bring us back down to earth, someone that'll tell us when we're wrong. Because what is love without someone telling you, hey, you out of line, we need to fix this, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right. Well, you know, I agree with everything you're saying, Paul, and I've written books about that. I mean, we've had conversations about these type of things, you know, and that's just
right.
And it also takes, you know, the woman being able to accept when she's wrong. She should want a man that would tell her too. That's how you get better, is by being able to accept, you know, loving criticism from each other to get better, not to harm, like you said. And then lastly, I want to know, what do you think a woman wants in a man? And that'll be my final question on that.
I feel like most women want from their men. And this, I'm gonna give two sides really quickly. One side is the woman that had her father in her life. Most women wants a man that takes over and does the same things that their father did. As far as protection, far as stability, far as emotional stability, someone that they can count on regardless of if anybody else does not show love to them, that their man or their father is going to be there. Most women want that. And then the other side is women want what their father did not do if they if their fathers weren't in their life, which is the same thing as the prior, that protection, that steady affirmation of you can do this, babe, you got this, babe. You know, that steady, that constant reminder that she is worth her crown. I believe that's what women want.
That is amazing, and that is the truth. And I would tell you that, you know, when it's different. When a female tell you, oh, my God, you know, you're the bomb, you're great, it's like, oh, thank you so much. You feel it in your heart, and you're like, oh, I love you for that, thank you. When a man tells you, you actually stand up taller, you actually feel like, wow, it's a difference. Like you said, whether it's your father or whether it's your guy friend or whether it's your mate, you know, whoever it is, you, especially from a male perspective, that's what you want, and you do want to feel protected. A lot of women say, you know, when I'm in a relationship, if someone comes at me, I want my guy to speak up. He doesn't necessarily have to get aggressive or violent, but to speak up for me and take care of me. When we go to the restaurant, sometimes it's okay if he orders for me, that kind of thing. Take charge and just feel like you got me. You know what I mean? So what you're saying, I agree with 100%. And I think that is definitely something that women want. And all you women listeners out there, you hear it coming from a man telling you what he thinks you guys want. So definitely, you know, speak about it, open up your mouths and talk, because they can't read our minds. You know, we have to definitely, you know,
Jackie, you
let them know what we feel.
Please say that again. What'd you say? We can't read your minds.
We cannot. No. Not at all. Yeah. And I see you callers calling in. Definitely keep calling 914-803-4186. And I will try to join you in. But I want to talk about your ministering for a second here, Paul, and the fact that you help not only people, but you also do things in the Detroit community all around. You know, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, I am a minister at a church here in Detroit, Michigan, called the Healing Center Church. 3225 Finkel Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. The pastor is Jason Palmer. He's been in ministry for 4 years. And before that, I was at my parents' church. I ministered there. I'm one of the ministers on staff, affectionately known as AP. They always call me assistant pastor, but that's another story. and I do a lot of mentorships around the city, here and in Chicago. We're going to Jersey with it as well. And I just go around, I just encourage people. My thing is, you know, even though I don't condone certain things, I don't condemn it, because everybody has a path. Everybody has the thorn in their side that they're dealing with. And Jesus did the best thing possible. He said the greater of the commandments is this, that you love one another as I loved you. And we just, I have a saying, I just love the hell out of you.
That's right.
I believe that's the best policy. As far as the mentorship and ministering to different people, we go all around the state ministering to people in broken homes. I know I was in a foster home, so I minister to people that have been in foster homes, people that have been abused. And it's just different things like that, mentorships to the youth in different schools. I am in a play and an anti-bullying program. So there's a lot of different things in the neighborhood to help cultivate that thirst and hunger for God and that thirst and hunger for, you know, people who really want to know God for God, and not have that fluff of someone coming in trying to tell them that they have to give $3,000 to know who God is. But God said, I give you a gift, and we all know that gifts are free. So that's what I do. That's what I do.
Well, I think that's amazing. And I was in a foster home also, Paul. And I definitely...
That way... I'm sorry, I'm listening to this thing.
Can you hear me, Paul? That's callers calling in.
Yeah.
But I was in a foster home as well, and... I love what you're doing, you know, for the foster family and community. And, you know, just like you said, there is a hunger for people to know God. So I appreciate that. And I definitely had to ask you about that. You guys heard of this with the Healing Center Church in Michigan, and the pastor is Jason Paul, correct, Paul?
Jason Palmer, like Paul,
Jason
like the
Palmer.
The golf player. Yes, Palmer, Jason Palmer.
Oh,
yes.
Jason Palmer. Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then where can people find you if they want to reach out to you?
Well, you can reach out to me on social media, Paul Dean 3, PAULDEAN, and number 3, on Instagram, Paul Dean 3, on Twitter, Paul Dean 19, mm-hmm. on Snapchat, and Paul Dean on Facebook. Now, if they want to email me, you can email me mm-hmm. at PaulDean19@gmail.com. Again, that's PaulDean19@gmail.com.
That's awesome. You guys heard it right here. And lastly, what do you got up next? What else are you doing other than the play this weekend? I know you got a movie, and what else?
Oh, yeah. So again, just reiterate the play that this weekend. And then I mm-hmm. have a movie coming up. It's called Thieves on the Cross that I'm doing. And then
wow.
I'm also, yeah. And other than that, I have a few other things in the fire, but can't really talk about those things.
Talk
yet.
About them.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I'm very proud of you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I appreciate it. This is the Jackie Tracy Experience right here on Infinite Love Talk Radio. You guys follow Paul, and yeah, we'll be in LA on Saturday. So come to the Barnesdale Theater 8 p.m. for the play AIM, and you can meet him in person, take pictures, get autographs, and all of that. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. And if y'all ain't got my sister's books, y'all need what rock are y'all living under? Y'all need to hurry up and get every last book that this woman, Jackie, has written, because it will bless your life. I got my mama a copy, and who else? Carol has one, so my girl has a copy. Look, everybody got mm-hmm. copies. So
thank
sure y'all get it.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know I love you. You know I like.
Hello. Are you still with me, Godfather?
Yes, the Godfather is still here, honey. Hi, what's the tea? He's
oh
here.
Oh, my God. We had an amazing conversation. Paul is so awesome. You've met him before. You already know Dion. And, you
yeah,
know, you got
amazing.
To hear a little bit about his minister and everything. So. That's awesome. And we're going to jump right on down. You know, as the time counts down, we got 20-some minutes to go. But we're going to talk about fashion. And we kind of did a little bit. We touched on it. But I just want to say, yes, you know, that's what we live and breathe is fashion. And I just want to say this. I do have it's exclusive right here on the Jackie Christie Experience. I am doing a men's and women's loungewear and lingerie line. It will be out 2020. No, actually, I'm just playing. It'll be out 2018. I'm so excited. So, and I've been working on it behind the scenes. Dion, of course, is aware, and I will let you guys know the exact drop date here coming up pretty soon, and then we'll jump into beauty. And I was going to ask you, do you know any hot new products that you would recommend for our listeners to try? You gave them some real good tips last time, and they loved it.
You know what is amazing? You know, we live in California, you know, so California is a little
that's
hot.
Right.
What is uh-huh. amazing is this vitamin C spray, and it is
oh, wow.
really, really inexpensive. It's about $39.95. Mm-hmm. It comes
okay.
in an orange bottle, and it is by mm-hmm. Revlon. It's so, so amazing. It refreshes
is
your
it?
Face.
Okay.
At the same time, it gives you vitamin C. So it's just
oh, wow.
an amazing, amazing, amazing product to use, and I use it every single day.
Oh my God. Okay. And you know what? A lot of people are getting those vitamin shots. I tried one last year and it made my arm burn where they
what?
Put the needle in, and I will never do it again. Yeah, I'm scared. But vitamin C,
you know
spray,
what? I'm
I can try that.
Try it.
Yeah,
try
don't
the spray.
Use pass on that one. Yeah, don't do that one. Don't do that one at
yeah.
all. Not at all. And we will be right back.
Color Girl.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you, I have some favorite sites that's online, and I want to tell you these before I forget. I'm an Instagrammer. I love going on Instagram. I love finding amazing new destinations to look at and check out. You know, I'm a travel buff. I love traveling, all of that kind of stuff. But my top 10 favorite sites on IG are, and Deanna, I want you to grab a pen and paper and jot yours down because I want you to share yours as well. So mine are Crime by Design. It's on Instagram. You can go there, check out their artwork and their sayings, and they be putting all kind of abstract pictures up and all kind of cool stuff. BK Artist, sexy-ass artist website. The gentleman on there that does the art is fabulous. The artwork is great. Taft, it's a men's shoe site and destination. They do these fly-ass boots and shoes. Taft, it's T-A-F-T as in Tom. Fabulous, fabulous. Then there's Men's Law. I love men's fashion and women's fashion. Men's Law has some really great ideas and clothes for guys. You can put together some fabulous stuff. The Good Quote, that's an excellent IG site where you can grab some quotes from and different sayings, inspirational, powerful, very, you know, deep. Then there's Black Jaguar White Tiger. I go there at least 10 times a day. I love tigers, lions, bears, all kinds of animals. My favorites are tigers and lions and whales, of course. And I found that site some years ago. My dream is to go there. They have different people come and visit. It's like a foundation sort of zoo-like place that they bring all these animals. They rescue animals, all that kind of stuff. And they bring them there and raise them, and they just love the animals up. And they bring people in to come visit, but they only select certain people to come, and I'm waiting for my invite. I know they sent me some stuff, some cool bracelets and stuff like that. So I know pretty soon I'll get my opportunity to go there. That's on my bucket list. I will fly there myself and go and see these animals and just hug them. The next site is It is J. Onward. I-R-O-N-W-O-R-D, J period onward. He's an amazing writer, poet. He has all kinds of great stuff, books, everything. So go there and check him out. Also, the Book of Ryan, my God, one of my favorites. I go there at least once, twice a day. I like to go there before I go to sleep and read his stuff. Another great writer. The Secret. The Secret is fabulous. It has a lot of tips. If you ever read the book, The Secret, and follow some of their things, you will really enjoy their Instagram site. And one of my final ones, and I have so many more, but I just listed a few, is Around the World Picks. Oh, my God, that takes me everywhere. I love to travel, and when I can't go physically, I like to go there mentally. So I can see Rome, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, places I didn't even know existed, beautiful pictures of oceans and water and moons and stars and sunsets and flowers and gardens and everything, just Around the World Picks. That's just beautiful canyons and mountains. And I might have said that, but I can't tell you how much I love Around the World Picks. So those are some of the sites that I really enjoy going to. When you come to the Jackie Christie Experience, you'll find in the future that I tell you and I talk to you and I bring you into my world. The interviews, as you see, they're compelling, they're interesting. The people open up. And I'm just going to really, really, really bring a lot of things to the forefront that I think need to be brought. And also, I enjoy spending my time with you guys. I want to get Dion's now. So I hope you wrote them down or you know what they are, Dion. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Yes, honey. Listen. Okay.
Come on. Wait, I
got to
get my pen and paper.
I'll
text it to you. You got three? Okay, hold on. Let me get my pen and paper. What are they?
Okay, so yep. The first one, which I know you're going to love, it's called Houses. It's Houses.
Ooh.
You follow Houses on Instagram. You can also go to their website through their bio link. They have mansions, luxury mansions, and luxury homes.
Mm.
I think you're going to love it. You get inspired. Go get it. The next one is this amazing company, at House of Noyade. I think this company on the rise. I believe that it's owned by two gentlemen.
How do you spell that?
It's H-O-S-E, of N-O-I-E-D, Noyade.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love
yeah.
it. It's fabulous. And I think that it's something that you can go get a fresh look. I think if you check it out, you're going to love it. You're going to follow those guys, and you're just going to be inspired. And
perfect. Okay. So that's fashion. Okay.
That's fashion. Now, let me give you some music, honey. You know what? Believe it or not, at Spotify,
what?
If you follow at Spotify, they are going to
update you on Instagram.
They will update you on what's the hottest music that is out, the hottest single. Sometimes, you know, you might be riding in your car and you're wondering, what song is that? What is this song on the radio? I know it happens to me a lot, Jay. But this site, if you go on to it, you can, I tell you right now, try it right now, okay? Nine times out of
ten,
you're going to find that song. I'm not kidding you. It's an amazing site.
God.
And if you download the app, you get the music for free. You get to stream albums for free, okay?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You go
okay.
on there, you're going to find your Spotify.
I'm going, because you know I'm. You know already, Dion, I'm constantly calling you, oh, my God, you got to hear this song.
Yes.
Listen to this, blah, blah, blah. Look, at I just downloaded it. I just got it from iTunes. I just bought the whole album.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm definitely going to go
yes.
on there. And I want to share with our listeners real quick a song that I just told you about like a week ago that you had heard before, too, and we both, like, went crazy for it. And you already know what it is, but I'm going to play it. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You ready?
Can't wait. Go ahead.
So you guys get the picture. I know you do. Oh, my God. Dion, we lose our minds for that song.
Oh,
I do
when you
too.
Play that song, honey, let me tell you. Oh, I love that song.
I
my
know,
God.
Dion, and it just takes you to another place. When I heard it, we shoot Basketball Wives, you know, this season 7. So the driver, we go into a scene, and I'm in the back, I'm drinking my cognac, I'm eating some chips, and I'm thinking, okay, y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just in my zone, right? I'm feeling it. I can't wait. I'm going to get this scene. All of a sudden, this comes on, and I'm like, what? Who is that?
Okay.
Like, stop the press. She said, it's boom. I said, excuse me. I hurried up and turned on iTunes on my phone, hit downloaded it, and then called you. Remember, I said, Dion, you got to hear this song. Like, absolutely love that. And I play it every morning when I get up. I get in the shower.
Love
I blast it in my shower. It gets me going for the day. And I actually have one more that I want everybody to hear. That's another Boss song, and I think people will really, really dig too. And it is
okay.
by, okay, this one's really, really hot too. And let me see. Hold on. Let me get it. And it's by, it's called Hit Me Up, and it's by League of My Own. Okay, here we go. I'm talking about it, just music is everything. It takes you there, like that song and what she's saying, I mean, ain't it hot? But I listen, I listen to these songs, and I really, it just really gives me life. I listen to LMI, just, you know, Lettucey.
Yeah.
Everybody, but my main thing is that mid-tempo, slow, really deep music that's saying something. But then I like that hype music too. You already know Wild Thing, all of that is good stuff. You know, that's my hype music. Lauryn Hill, I still love her. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, I still feel like it's like one of my top ones. You know, it's so many.
That
you know what I'm saying? But Naked, Naked by LMI, Dion. Okay. I'm going to just get him a little taste of this, and then I'm going to stop. Because then we're going to jump into something else.
Good night.
Take away the big shape, the tattoos, the sweatpants, and fame. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My ass and bitch face is not looking for the mean dresser. But what if I had told you? Nothing I want more. Someone who never asked for love, but knows how to take it. Are you with somebody who feels the warm embrace? Are you ready to fight it to see what's left behind my throat? Can you love me naked? Naked.
I can't even give you no more than that, y'all. It just, that's my song. I'm getting my makeup done. I'm about to go to set. I'm just chilling at home. When I get home after a long day, I just kick my feet up, light one of my candles, and just look out the window. You know, I have some beautiful views, and it just really just lets me exhale and let everything out and just listen to the music, the melody. I get into everything from the musical chords in the background to just everything, what the person's saying, the whole nine. And I do want to jump into an excerpt in one of my books. I know Paul suggested before you jumped off the air that you guys get my books. Thank you. If you haven't, you definitely should.
You better go and...
I have a book called... Thank you, Dion. Thank you. I have a book called Sexual Relations, A His and Hers Guide to Finding Greater Intimacy. And I want to just tell you, on page 15 in my book, of course, it's stuff before it, but intimacy and what it means is a close familiarity or friendship and closeness, the intimacy between a husband and a wife or friends or workmates. Intimate relationships play a central role in the overall human experience. Humans, have a general desire to belong and to love, which is usually satisfied with an intimate relationship. Intimate relationships involve physical and sometimes sexual attraction between people, liking, loving, and romantic feelings, as well as sexual relationships, the seeking of one or more mates, and emotional and personal support is what it is. For the members, intimate relationships provide a social network for people that provide strong emotional attachments and fulfill our universal need of belonging and the need to be cared for. That kind of goes back to what Paul and I was talking about when he was saying that women want to feel loved and they want to feel cared about and they want to feel physical and emotional intimacy. Love is an important factor in physical and emotional intimate relationships. Love is different to liking, and the difference is not merely in the presence or absence of sexual attraction. There are two types of love in a relationship. There's passionate love and compassionate love. Let's explore the latter. Compassionate love involves diminished, potent feelings of attachment, an authentic and enduring bond, a sense of mutual commitment, the profound feeling of mutual caring, feeling proud of a mate's accomplishments, and the satisfaction that comes from sharing goals and perspective. So there's different ways to have intimacy. It's not always about sex. That's what I tell people all the time when I speak at different places. If intimacy is, you know, it can come in forms of physical, mental, emotional. There's so many different ways you can share that. You can share it with a platonic friend where there's no sexual attraction or anything else involved. It's just an intimate friendship where you might know their secrets. You can give them advice, so on and so forth. That's intimate. You know, letting someone be in your private space, that's intimate. Intimacy comes in all sorts of forms, and it's missing in a lot of relationships, in personal relationships, you know, friendships and everything else. And it would be really, really amazing to get that back. But my book, titled Sexual Relations, A His and Hers Guide to Finding Greater Intimacy, shares in all of that. I have different authors in it. Renee Graziano from Mob Wives, Harvey Walden from Celebrity Fit Club, Beverly Sade, she's an award-winning author and a former pinup model. She shares something. I'll share a little excerpt from her chapter. Everybody got their own chapter. And it says, have you ever felt single while in a relationship? Have you ever yearned for that deep passion and love while in a relationship? Well, so have I. Yes, we all know that being compatible with your partner is essential, but sometimes compatibility just isn't enough. It doesn't matter how much the two of you have in common. If you're going to the left and he or she is going to the right, there's absolutely no way it will work. In other words, you both must crave the same things. So, and then it goes into deeper things of what she's looking for and what she wants. There's some people that really opened up and they talked deep, you know, on what they want in a relationship, their sexual prowess, things that they feel makes the relationship stronger, things that they feel gets the fire burning. My girlfriend, Sunday Carter, she wrote, intimacy is a private, cozy atmosphere which allows a person to explore every inch of your partner's inner world. I love to reach peaks and valleys when it comes to my sexual experience. In order for me to be completely pleased, my partner has to be willing to try anything once. So this book, it really opens up your mind and it really gives you a deeper understanding of what it's all about. There's a young lady who's well-known out in Los Angeles as far as pole dancing goes. Her name is Nicole the Pole. You can follow her on Instagram. She's awesome. Her real name is Nicole Williams. Good friend of mine. Love her. And she wrote, I have been pole dancing for 7 years now as an instructor, performer, and competitor. I started back in 2007, and at the time, it was a fairly new sport. There were only about three or four studios in all of Los Angeles that offered pole dancing. I started one of the pioneer studios and was one of the first instructors to really bring this art form to life and present it to the public in a way that made women feel comfortable. Because as you know, everybody feels like, oh my God, if you're a pole dancer, you're a stripper, you're this, you're that. It's not even like that. She really opens you up to a different way of thinking. So when I hold events and different things like that, I always bring her on board because the way she dances is melodic. The way she gets on the pole, the way she taught us how you have to be really strong to be able to hold your body weight to go up and down the pole in a real smooth format. I'm still getting better at it. I'm not that good, but, you know, I learned from her. And, again, that's Nicole Williams, Nicole the Pole on Instagram. I'll share with you another artist or another entertainer that wrote something, and he's a celebrity. Again, his name is Harvey Walden, and this is really deep what he wrote. He wrote, do you really think you know how to please a woman, how to, you know, make her mouth water when she thinks of you or hears the sound of your voice? How about having her enticed with a feeling that makes her mind so ecstatic with chills as they run through her body as she's tingling with desire in such a state that she needs to feel the warm, sexy touch of your hand along her body? As men, we have such egos and pride bestowed in us by nature that we often neglect the wonderful and lovely pleasure of pleasing the woman we care so much about. I can honestly and humbly say that once you experience that moment in your life with someone so special, once you're able to share intimacy and intimately share that sweet essence of passion and love, you will want to stand in New York Times Square or Trafalgar Square in London, I can't pronounce that, and tell the world. That kind of love is so powerful that it should downright be a crime punishable by the judicial system as well as the Uniform Code of Military Justice or War Tribunal. The feeling is totally amazing. If you guys get this book, you're going to read some things that's going to blow your mind. It gets deeper. I won't read the real deep, exquisite stuff because then, you know, there is a PG rating on this, but you got the idea. You got the opinion. My husband's also in the book. It's just a lot of different people in here that share some great things. So pick it up if you get a chance. Dion, I think you have the book, right? You do?
Hello.
Hey,
are
you got the book, right?
Are we on?
Yes, you are, Godfather. Okay, awesome. Well, I was telling them that they really should pick up the book. So you definitely, and then my next one, when I do book two, you have to write in. Have to definitely come on board. Okay?
I'm ready.
So
I'm
make
here,
sure.
Baby. Yeah. Let's do it.
I know you are. I know you are. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and rocking the mic and talking to the fans and everybody. And I hope you enjoyed Paul's interview. And we will catch back up next week. Thank you. Hey, everybody, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in to the Jackie Christie Experience right here on Infinite Love Talk Radio. I will be joining you weekly, and also I have some other surprises for you as well. I hope that you found enlightenment in what we talked about. Definitely write me, email me, or go on my Instagram DM and let me know the kinds of topics you want me to cover and the kinds of people you want me to have on. I will be having celebrities, interesting people, political figures and so on and so forth on my show, athletes and the like, and we will definitely be talking about everything under the sun. This is a very revealing and unedited, raw and uncut radio show, so you know what you're going to get when you're tuning in. Thanks again. Enjoy your week. Make it a good one. Remember, every Monday is a chance to start off your new week with new, exciting things be motivated, be inspired, and be all you can be, and definitely be great. Thanks.